That's not how I usually start. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Your Girl Maddie. I am your host, Maddie. I'm here with Christina.
Chingu, Christina, hi. Wait. Hey, guys.
We're sending you some finger guns across the... We're not cool people.
I can't.
Listen.
You know what?
That
I need to tell you something.
Scene.
Okay, wait. Okay. The finger
I have
gun
not
scene.
Laughed that hard in a K-drama in quite some
it
time.
It just was so unexpected and it was perfect.
Literally, he's talking
I just
to want to
marry
like,
him.
She's wearing like this blanket and she's like super sad and depressed and he just goes, I can't. It was so funny. Hi. We're talking about Welcome to Somdari today. Christina, what were you about to say? I cut you off.
No, it has nothing to do with the show. I had to tell you something, but we can wait or I can tell you on air. It's very, I feel very exposed.
I think you should tell all of
okay,
us
so,
now.
Okay, hi guys. I was meal prepping.
Great.
And as one meal preps, I listen to random songs. I mean, it was just, you know, Spotify, and it was just all the stuff that I listened to. Anyway,
yes.
So I have my hands knee deep in chicken. Like, I'm trying to cook chicken.
I'm picturing this as you speak.
Okay, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then
your hands
the
are knee deep.
So, like, I just can't.
You
get
can't
to
move.
My phone.
I
can't move. I'm busy.
Yeah.
So then the next song comes on. And I don't think I've ever told you this, but the next song comes on and it's Love Myself by BTS. But hold please.
Okay.
I can't listen to that song without crying. So I can't. Right. So every single time I listen, it comes on randomly. I have to click next because I'm just mentally not prepared. Okay. So then it comes on. I can't rush to my phone. I can't change it.
You're knee deep
so
in chicken.
I'm knee hand deep. No, elbow deep in chicken. Okay.
Right.
So it's happening. It's happening. Maddie, I kid you not. I start bawling.
Nice.
Bawling. Mm-hmm. You know, I know everyone feels like does this. It's the same
relatable.
Reaction every time.
Absolutely.
So then I'm just like, and I'm knee deep in chicken, and I'm like, I need to change a song, and I can't. I can't change a song. But I made it, and I just want to tell
you
I'm alive.
It.
And
thank
but
you.
I was so embarrassed, and I couldn't even believe it. And then my tears were getting on the chicken. Like it was that messy.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But that had nothing to do with anything, and I wanted to tell you before we were airing. Because I'm so random.
That was perfect.
I just, no, it's bad. It's
no,
so bad.
It's good.
You know,
today,
are we ready?
We're ready. We're talking about.
You can cut this out.
We're talking about Welcome to Somdari, which is.
Okay. I've been waiting for this my whole, like 2023. Like, is it a real
Jitung
K-drama?
It's a real thing. We've made it. Let's be real. We're all here for Ji Chang-wook. You know, raise your hand if you're here for Ji Chang-wook. Okay, great. Okay. Present. Right. Okay. However, this show's really cute so far. So even though I just came for him, it's good. I'm enjoying it. If you've never listened to it through two, Christina and I have only watched two episodes of the drama. Also, I'm Maddie. Hi. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Christina.
Christina.
Hey.
We probably already said that. We watched two episodes of Welcome to Somdari. There's only two out so far, so you're probably in the same boat as us. And we'll just talk it through. We'll just talk through the two episodes, see if you want to jump on and watch it with us, or, you know, if you want to skip it for now and just take our word for it that it's good so far, you can do that too. So
it's so cute, and
it's so
I love
cute.
It. You know what it reminds me of? It honestly reminds me of like a Hallmark show because it's this girl that was small town girl leaves,
totally.
Becomes famous.
Absolutely.
Now she's back.
Yes.
Now she's back. Hometown
yes.
boy. It's Hallmark.
Right.
It's literally Hallmark.
Do you know what it is? It's hometown cha cha cha.
It is.
Meets
it is.
Our beloved summer.
Meets our blues because it's set in on Jeju Island.
Okay. But you get what I'm saying about Our Beloved Summer too, right? Because they
were together. Yes,
that's a big part of this.
Yes, but also they were before they became an item. They were best friends.
So
then there's another element to that both of those shows don't have.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. So, okay. So let's talk through Welcome to Samdori. Obviously, our male lead is Ji Chang-wook, who, let's be freaking real for 1 second.
I can't look at you.
Who can, like, do you think anyone doesn't like Ji Chang-wook? Like, is it possible to not swoon over this guy? I don't, actually don't know if it's possible, because, like, he's next level. He's top tier. He's freaking tier.
He's top tier.
Yes.
I'm drooling as we speak.
Oh my gosh. Right.
He's, after we just talked about Kehoe.
We just got off of an episode. We just bounced back.
We are moving.
Castaway. We were just talking about Castaway Diva. Here's the thing. We can love more than one man. You know what I'm saying?
Rowoon.
It's fine. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Rowoon.
You know, I'm glad. I'm happy. Okay. I aim to please.
Happily. He's beautiful. He's amazing. He's 36 years old, which, like, what a... We love.
Are you kidding me? I love our men.
Right. We know he's a good kisser. I just can't wait for what this show will entail.
He's so emotional. He plays funny, sweet, and so intense, and all the emotions all at the same time.
Okay.
My favorite drama. I know you and I have not seen it, but we plan on watching it in a month. Healer.
We are going to watch Healer next month.
So don't tell us, you guys.
I have watched half of Suspicious Partner.
That was a year ago, Christmas break, 2022.
We have beef.
I'm mad.
Should I finish?
But what other show
year?
Have you not finished either?
Christina, keep it on the down low.
You, everyone knows.
Reply 1988. But listen, I'm finishing it this week. I only didn't watch episode 20. I know what's going to happen in episode 20, Christina. We've been over this. Okay.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, though.
But why? That hurts. Okay, great. Ji Chang-wook.
Ji Chang-wook, I loved him in If You Wish Upon Me.
Oh, yes.
Chef's Kiss.
Chef's Kiss. Great. I love it. Shin Ye-sun is our female lead. She is also a superstar, so we have a top build cast. She's just been in a billion things. Like, she was just
Mr. Queen,
See You in My 19th Life. I watched this drama a long time ago with her. What was it called? The one with the ballerina.
Angel's Mission Love.
Angel's Last Mission Love. The drama, like, sucked, but I binged it so hard.
You loved
it. It was so bingy. Anyway, she's great. She's both her and Ji Chang-wook's character in the show so far are, like, so feisty.
It's the greatest chemistry. They have broken up at one point
because they're so, both of them are so feisty.
And they're chaotic, like, both of them.
Oh my gosh, Ji Chang-wook's character is so chaotic. I'm like,
grumpy old man.
I told you he acts like an old man. Like, what?
I know.
Also, I'm obsessed with his name, Cho Young-pil. Like, what an old man Jeju Island name.
It's literally an old man name. It's not even a hot name.
It's a bad name. I love it. And then Cho Sam-dao is the female lead. This drama.
Here's the thing, though. But the name of the town is Sam-dao-ri. So her name is that?
I'm going to guess they just named her after the town. I was wondering the same thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know everything. Tell me.
Don't know this. They live on Jeju Island. Jeju-do. And it is just full-on island vibes. If you've seen Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, it's the same cup of tea.
That wasn't on an island, though. That was just a beach town.
Oh, you're right. I always called it an island. You're right. It wasn't an island. No, it was a beach town.
The island vibes with the hyenos, or however you say those women, it's very Our Blues. I feel like definitely this is lighthearted, but if any of you have watched Our Blues, you will get some Our Blue vibes.
Perfect.
Talking to you, Naz. She loves Our Blues.
I'm so glad.
What up, Naz?
I've seen two episodes of Our Blues.
Yeah, you watched the two worst episodes of the whole show.
Well, they weren't good, so I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah, but the whole show is perfection.
Okay.
perfection. I said what I said.
You've said Naz, it. It's been
Naz,
said.
Naz, hi. That was the What's weirdest intro. We were like, Naz. Can we never do that again?
Naz. I think we should do that every time we
You know
what?
Here. Every time, you know,
hey,
she
everyone,
that-
go listen to Naz's podcast called The Swoon Diaries. Okay.
Yeah.
So, our male and female lead were born on the same day. So, they're basically.
Of course they are.
Non-related twins. So hubba hubba, right? Am I right, though?
Is that kind of like the good, bad mother?
It is like the good, bad mother. We've seen too many K-dramas.
Like, we've seen so many.
Oh,
he's hot, too.
Oh, my. Idoyan is so hot. In conclusion, he's hot, too. Okay, so they were born on the same day, and they were best friends forever growing up. We know, okay, I was a little confused by the storyline for a while, but I got caught up. I think they're 38 now. I think their characters are 36 slash upper 30s because
I think the translation was... I think either the subtitles were wrong because it seemed like he was 38 and she was 36, but they're actually the same age.
Exactly. They were born on the same day. Yeah. And I mean, I know Korean age is a little different international, so they might be like 36 to 37 international age, which is lining up. That's how old he is in real life. And I think she's like 34.
They said 86, right?
Did they say a year they're born? Oh, did they?
Yeah. 1986.
Can you do the math for me, please?
27, they'll be 28 next year, yeah.
You mean 37,
38, 37? What did I say? Oh my gosh, 37. I'm so sorry.
Well, I did the math otherwise because the guy said they were they were inseparable until they were 30, and then they broke up 8 years ago. So I was like, okay, I'm so good at math. She's 38. Okay, great.
Girl math.
I did it. Okay, anyways, they dated. We know that. It sounds like they dated for... So she... I think they dated until, like, I think they must have dated for a hot second, too. Because if they broke up 8 years ago and they're 38 now, they probably dated for several years. Do you think
they
so?
They were together for a while, probably since high school.
Okay, so let's talk through their characters because Cho Sam-dal, our female lead, is from Jeju, but she wanted to go to the mainland and no longer live the island life. So she did. She broke free.
Classic Hallmark plot
classic
line.
Here's the thing, like, but she needs to come back and just open her small town coffee shop in her little Christmas town and meet Joe Schmo. I think,
but
you know,
you
that's
mean
basically
old man yep. old man Finger young guns. Pill
I mean
okay young I can't we needed like 30 minutes of that just seeing that
the finger
it had
guns
me
over
it was so
and
great
over and over again. I'm dead. Okay, so she is a photographer. She's like a very famous photographer.
Still
famous.
Thinking of the finger gun.
I understand. I'm really trying to move on. Like, try. So I know it's going to be hard. So she is this really famous photographer, and all the while, our male lead is just like living that island life. He is a meteorologist, and you know, does birthday parties, singing trot music.
He's just adorable, and
he's
I thought it was so random that he was a forecaster, which is funny because
it is.
I watch, which I am nervous. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, but I watched that love
forecasting
love and weather. And
yes,
my favorite part
did.
Was remember my favorite
the
part
weather.
Was the weather part. But here's the thing: I didn't know. I thought that was just the show, but apparently that's how they do weather. In Korea, because it was exactly
how do they do
weather? It literally was the same exact thing. They're sitting in front of a screen, and they're talking to different regions. It was exactly the same. So apparently, that's how they do weather. I don't know how they do weather here in the States, but
I was wondering the same thing because they like sit and zoom and like argue what the weather should be. It
yes,
like, really is. I was like,
that was exactly the plot of forecasting love and weather, and they were in front of the screen. They're a different area. Yes, so that's why that gave me that flashback. But I was all confused why he was a weather forecaster, but then I read on the synopsis on Asian Wiki, it says that he became, in the synopsis, it says that he became a weather forecaster because his mom died due to an incorrect weather forecast.
Okay. I was like, there has to be a cause.
So we're going to probably know more information on that, because we did see, as they were growing up, very like a 10-second clip of her hugging him.
Yes.
Old man Ji Chang-wook.
Yongpil. Yeah.
Yongpil. What an old name.
What an old man. I cannot. So yeah, he's a weather forecaster. He's stuck in, or he doesn't stuck. He lives in Jeju. We do come to learn that at one point he had moved to Seoul to be with her. But he has since moved back because they broke up 8 years ago. And it looked pretty, not nasty, but like nasty. Like, this hurts. This hurts. Ouch.
On both sides.
Haven't seen you in 8 years. Ouch. Yeah.
He's still ripped, though.
You say he's ripped?
No. We'll see about that. But no, he's whipped. He's still whipped for her.
I thought you were just randomly like, yeah, he's ripped, though. You're probably right.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
No, yeah, he's whipped. He's so whipped, and she is too. Anyways, so she is living her life in Seoul, but there's this big scandal that arises, and basically she like gets canceled. Basically, like, there's this huge scandal. No one will be her client anymore, and she kind of, I don't know if her like entire business is over, but in the meanwhile, she just can't be in Seoul.
She flees too hard with her sisters.
Yes, and she has these two sisters, which we'll kind of get into them. I think they're so funny.
It's great. It's great.
There's like
it's
all so these great. Like, there's like all this press following her around. They found her house, all these things. So she's like, I'm just going to go back to Jeju for a minute. And her two sisters pack up and go back.
It's so odd, though, because it was beef between her assistant. But then we also find out that the assistant and her boyfriend.
Yes.
They were cheating.
Yeah, there was a whole, there's a lot of reasons why she needed to get out of town, honestly, because, yeah, like, she had this assistant. The assistant is, like, so butthurt and is trying to basically ruin our female lead's career. And she goes to such lengths as to, like, I don't know if it was a faked suicide or truly an attempted suicide, but saying, like, I was so bullied by my boss that I can't even be alive and all these things. But we also learned that this employee is, like,
she's
literally
the one that
stealing
instigated
our female lead's boyfriend. She doesn't like him. She literally just wants everything the female lead has. So she just like sucks, and she's like kind of successfully ruining the female lead's life for a minute. So she's like, I'm out of town. She goes home. So it's the big deal of like, okay, well, now apparently they live across the street from each other, her family and then his family. I think I'm gonna guess they grew up across the street from each other.
They're
that's probably
so cute.
What it is.
Yes. Well, so no, it showed that.
Okay.
The,
yeah.
The moms were best friends.
Yes. So it's like they're gonna be, they're gonna run into each other. Obviously. Yeah. So
it's also giving the good bad mother vibes because the female and male lead were also neighbors and they also grew up together and then fled. So that's the other. It's
oh my
good
gosh.
Bad. Good Bad Mother, Home Cha, and Our Beloved Summer.
I mean, three great dramas so far. Okay, so that's kind of episode one, right? Like, that kind of just gives that whole backstory. Our female lead has two sisters who are, like, really fun and likable for me so far.
I love this family.
Me too.
I love
them.
This family. I love the mom. I love the granddaughter.
Yes, I love the little girl.
The little girl. And so I remember the mom. I love that actress. You know,
yes,
like MVP.
She's
going to be great. And so, and I love that Ji Chang-wook, his character, calls her mom.
He does.
Which is so
like,
sweet.
Ripped. I mean, whipped. He's so... Yeah, he is so whipped still. Like, he literally, like, takes care of our female lead's mom and does it's all so these cute. Things for
her. But it's so cute. No, but then when that mom said, oh, yeah, my daughters, they don't live here. They never come to visit me. One's an old maid, one's a divorcee, and one's a widower. And I'm like, which one's which? I know the old maid is probably Samdal, right?
But the old maid is Samdal for sure.
But was that either a wrong translation of widower or just she got the youngest is the one that had her daughter at like 19 years old.
Yes. Although I know for a fact the oldest sister is the one that got the divorce because they showed that. So either it's a translation error or the youngest daughter really did lose her husband. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It's one of the two.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
Or maybe she just means single mother. Maybe that was the translation error. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I think. A single mother.
Maybe.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. But like her little daughter is so cute.
She's so cute.
So cute.
So cute. And do you know the older sister is Jindal, our female lead is Samdal, and then the younger sister is Heidal. Do you know the older sister? Do you know where she's from? I finally figured it out because it was killing me.
Oh, I don't think I've seen her. No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't look familiar to you. She was the only. She was in. I don't think you finished that show. It was Record of Youth with Bo Gummy. Really? Yeah, and she was his spunky, like a publicist.
Oh, she was a hot mess. That was a long time ago. I watched that and I didn't finish it, so I do not remember. Okay.
So then, yeah, no.
Okay.
And she's playing kind of like the same character, so it's cool.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah. So. Episode 2 kind of starts with Samdal being back home. She's really brokenhearted. Like, something I like about her character so far is she's, like, very spunky, very don't mess with me on the outside. But we're already seeing that she has a very tender heart. And, like, she'll say something that sounds like, I can handle this on my own. And then she turns around and immediately there's tears in her eyes. Like, we're already seeing that.
She doesn't like to show her emotions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first glimpse of that was when she was dumping her boyfriend with that moldy kimchi or whatever.
Yes.
And so she was super strong, super feisty, did it, walked away. And then as she walked away, she was in tears.
Yeah. And I like that we're already seeing that in her. Like, I already feel connected to her as a person. And same thing, like, when she got cheated on by her boyfriend. Oh, well, yeah, she's dumping him. But then also, like, she gets hurt by her coworker. And it's, like, on the outside, she's like, I don't need them anyways. But you're already seeing those scenes of her being, like, I'm brokenhearted. This is horrible. So she's really, like, in that state in episode 2. And she's basically, like, home-ridden because her mom's like, don't leave the house. I don't want you to run into Young Pyo. Because it's, like, everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
I think not. Like, I think they're just worried that it'll be too painful for them if they see each other. But
and
also,
they're bound
did you notice,
to see each other.
Well, they're going to see each other.
Because they're neighbors.
Of course. Did you notice that the townspeople have differing stories on what happened to them, too? Because some people say, like, Young Pyo dumped her and he's horrible. And everyone else says, Samdal dumped him and she's horrible. So there's like all these differing opinions of what actually happened.
And I think it was both.
I think it was both. Cause then we were shown that it was actually really both. They both like equally hurt each other, but the townspeople like are taking sides kind of like they don't know really what happened.
Yeah. Cause we see them at the lighthouse or by the marina and then she's like, we're done. And then when she was, then you see her crying in front of his house and he's just like ignoring her. But inside the house, he is bawling.
Yes. No, I know. Yeah. So anyways, episode 2, they do end up like running into each other and the finger guns ensues. I cannot. Can we just talk through that scene? Can we just talk about it?
Okay. That was the best scene because then all we know is. The older and the younger sister were made to do a job and then they were working on the fields. And she and the mom is so protective of Samdal because of old man Ji Chan Wook.
Yes.
So she's like, you get to stay home. And and they're all like, oh my gosh, of course she gets to stay home. So she stays home. Then you hear the next part, you hear Young Pyo. Old man Young Pyo.
Yeah.
Oma, Oma, Oma. And she's freaking out. She's like, what the heck? Why is he here?
Well, and she was rifling through all the cabinets to find batteries. So it looked like a thief had like gone through the house.
So then,
and she's so relatable. Yeah, she like books it into like the bathroom and closes the door, and she's like, "Don't see me,
bedroom." Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
And so then he comes in and he's like, "Oh, what? There's an intruder!" And he freaks out because he's like, you know, at first he's like, "Oma, I hear you, Oma, you're
like, I know you're in here."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "There's a thief. There's a thief." So he calls like his buddies. He has these two buddies and he's like, "You better come." And so like all three of them are just like,
one leaves work.
I know, I can't. Like, it's so, they're like, "I was babysitting." So far I'm like loving all these like childhood friendships that have lasted into adulthood.
It's home cha. It's literally home cha. It's so great.
I'm dying that one of the guys. Well, one of the guys is named Cha Nu. They're joking about it. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
One of Lee Ji Chang Wook's friends is named Cha Nu, and he's like, "Whatever, like I was born before that Cha Nu was born. I'm more good looking than him." I'm like, "This is so funny."
The big guy, he's Anu. Yeah.
Anyways, he calls his buddies, and then her drawstring gets stuck in the door, and so
This is the greatest. This is so great.
He's like pulling her
quality television
pants off, basically. Like she's like pulled into the door, and it's her, and he's like, "I know there's a person in this room. There's a drawstring."
They're both so feisty, they don't let it go. So she pulls it, he pulls it, and they're just like at it. And then, oh my gosh, it's so great.
He's like, "I'm a bust in." So he gets in. And but then Christina, like, it goes from funny to so cute to so funny,
so
like all
sad.
At once.
But then
because
so
he sees
sad.
Her, and immediately he's just like so serious. And he's oh my gosh, you're in town.
As this actor just does so well with his facial expressions.
Yeah, he's
I
so
feel
good.
Like, I know you don't like Park Seo Joon. Hey, Park Seo Joon, and then you're listening.
Hi, Park Seo Joon.
Him and Ji Chang Wook do it very, very well of focusing and then the facial expressions melting. And that's exactly what happened. And she's like, I look so bad. I look awful. And he didn't say anything. And then later he's like, "You don't look awful.
You look amazing." Yeah. Yeah, they meet, and it was just like so tender because Christina's licking the air. I understand. It was just so tender because like immediately he went from like goofy just like to so serious, like, "Why are you here?" And she's like, "It's my house." And he's like, "I know." But he like, everyone knows about the scandal that happened in her life because it's over the news. So like everyone knows, and they're trying not to like put her on the spot. But then, like, his buddies show up, and then he was, like, trying to protect her from being seen by. So it was just, like, very sweet. Then finger guns. But you just have to watch the episode to get what we're talking about.
But wait, we didn't talk about finger guns. So, it was
just,
it was just
funny.
So they had a little bit of a moment. She is very vulnerable and emotional right now, and he can see right through her. And then his friends come. And he which is typical in typical K-drama fashion, he puts that blanket over her.
Throws a blanket over her. I'm like, when in life does anyone ever throw a blanket over anybody?
And did you see when they come in, like, none of them notice? I mean, those guys are stupid. Like, they don't even notice.
Stupid. Yes.
And she's just still there. And then it finally flies off.
I just can't. Like, I can't even describe it. It's just like this very emotional scene. Like, they are seeing each other for the first time in 8 years, and then
he doesn't know what to say.
Finger guns. Like, I cannot.
It was so awkward. It was
it
so
was
great.
So
it was so great because they haven't seen each
funny.
Other in like what 8 years, whatever. Oh. And so he did not know what to do. But I feel like it was so real. In that,
it solidified him as like the most awkward character ever, and it was so cute.
And it was funny because first he says, "You actually don't look horrible," and she doesn't say anything.
Right.
And then they're like looking at each other, and then he goes, and I'm like, "What?"
I literally laughed so hard.
It was so funny, and I knew right away because what'd you say to me, Maddie? You were like, "When you get to this part."
Yeah, I was like, there's a moment in episode two that I lost my ish. So anyways, that's kind of what's going on in the show. They ran into each other. They're definitely going to, I mean, there's no chance she's going back to Seoul anytime soon. So that's really what the show's going to be. And I am expecting lots of like flashback scenes and digging into their past relationship and what happened. And
it's,
you know,
it's everything that we want. I've been waiting for this
so far
for a really long time.
It's really good.
I'm hoping that it's a good one. And so we know that he has three friends.
Okay, I wrote this down because I think there's a group of five people that they're mentioning.
It's her, though. She's included because she's the same age as them. So it's called the Five Eagle Brothers.
That's what I was going to mention. Yeah, because they only hinted at this a little bit in these two episodes.
Is that guy going to be hot?
Oh, that guy's definitely going to be hot. The guy in the yellow sports car?
Yeah, they have not shown him yet. And
no, his name is Sangdo. That's kind of a hot name.
Sangdo?
Yeah.
Did I spell his name wrong? Did I write
What did you write down?
Hold on, let me see.
That's what I wrote down. I wrote down we have Chanu.
Oh, Sangdo. Yeah.
We have Chanu. We have Youngpil. Yeah, we have the other guy that works at the convenience store who wears the vest.
Yeah, Jongtae is the one, the weird sheepish security man.
Yes. And then Sangdo is in that group, and then Sangdo. So guys, there's this fifth person that they've only hinted at his character, that he like drives through the town in this
like
yellow
the most
sports
successful.
Car.
Yeah.
Yes. And they only just like barely hinted at him. So I think he's going to be a big part of the show.
He's the other friend, but this is what I think. He maybe have had like a ugly duckling swan transformation and he'll want, I feel
he
like
wants
he will,
all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think that's what's,
and she'll be
that's
like,
what, yeah, that's what's probably going to happen.
Probably. Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically it. Like I don't think anything else big happens before episode two ends.
Well, yes. One thing.
Go. What is it?
Right before the end of episode two, the ending scene was her in front of the water. And then he comes and, what's his
that's
name?
Right.
Youngpil saves her. He's like, what are you doing? You know, he doesn't even say anything, but he falls in the water. And then we find out that he can't swim.
I know he can't swim.
But yeah, sorry.
She's jumping in the water for him.
Why? We've talked about this. Why is there always these water
underwater
scenes?
Underwater scenes.
And she's,
every drama. And they're just like floating swimming. Like, this is the second one this week, Christina.
That's
like,
what I'm
these
saying.
These underwater scenes. I cannot.
No, last week was Matchmakers. Matchmakers and also Marriage Contract.
Three in a row in the last month.
yeah
no you're and right
then, no and then Destin With You had it, didn't
every,
it
every I everything I remember yeah. Destin With You having it. Probably
okay, maybe it didn't, maybe it didn't.
But that's anyway, what Rowoon's just always in the water, that's what we're trying to say. Yeah So anyways, all I could think in that episode and that scene though is the girl can drink a lot of beer.
She but it's like her and her friends.
No, but she
I
had
mean,
like
her
six
and her sisters.
Cans on herself that she had downed. I was like, that's just
a lot
of just liquid in general to even put in your body.
Yeah, she like have some food with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what? Anyways, yeah, so that's it. She's struggling. She's in this town. She's hanging out with Ji Chang-wook. It's going to be great. I hope it's just like a really straightforward, fun, you know, like cutesy island drama. This is my hopes and dreams.
I really hope so, because I think the mom, she is one of those female divers.
Yes.
The dad is so cute. He is a bus driver, and they all know how the mom is, and she's super, super hard on these girls, but the dad knows everything, and so he always is on their side. And they were talking about what was happening. He's like, I'm not going to tell mom.
Yes.
Kind of thing. So, and then can we please talk about this granddaughter? She's the mom.
She's
the granddaughter
like,
and the mom.
They found this girl that looked exactly like the lady they cast for the mom. Like they look exactly like mother daughter. It's so cute. Yeah. Like one of the sisters has a 9-year-old
daughter. No, but like
daughter.
The granddaughter, Mija, the mother of the girls.
Oh, you
all
think
three
she looks
of
like
them.
Her grandma?
No. I'm saying they act the same because
I
feel like the daughter, the little daughter, she is the responsible one in
she
this
is.
Whole thing.
100%.
Yeah. No, but and then that younger sister, she looks very young. I looked her up. She's like 22, 23.
Oh, wow. She's playing like a 29-year-old, but mm-hmm. yeah. So there'll be lots of good family sister like hijinks. I just see a lot of hijinks happening in the show, just like funny,
banter.
Lighthearted banter. Banter is going to happen.
Banter,
absolutely.
And I cannot wait.
Yes,
because
it's gonna be great.
He was whipped. And oh, the other scene that happened was, I think after that, after what happened, he went straight to Seoul to see her exhibition.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Before it closed down.
That's how it ended. That's how we come to learn that he has not been as distant as we think.
He's been,
I think,
watching her.
He's been flying to Seoul a lot in the last 8 years.
Or not even that, but just he has her magazine. You saw that on his desk.
Oh, he does.
He's always looking her up, but just him. She's in Jeju right now. He goes to Seoul before her exhibition from Paris closes.
Yep. I love him. He's like, can I write my name in the guest book? He's like, no one's coming. It's closed. He's like, but one person came.
It's just like, oh. And like, at first I thought, oh, this is. Yeah.
Listen.
No, but what I was saying was, at first I thought this was like a past scene.
No, me too.
I was like, wait. No, this is because they said, oh, they're shutting it down. They're closing it down. They're closing it down. He literally just did that.
Listen, Christina, he's going to be so swoony in this show. I don't think we're ready. Like, he's a real man, and their characters are so old. Like, this is just going to be like, let's get
it. I am woman.
I am woman. In conclusion, I am woman.
Like,
this is how I feel about
K-dramas. I'm very aware of it.
Super aware of it. Anyways, so I'm excited. It's going to be good.
I'm so excited.
Comments? I think that's
I'm excited. I love. Okay, the song. Oh, wait. You were just telling me that DK sings this song.
Listen, you guys, maybe you had the same experience as I did, but I don't know if you did. So I'm watching episode one. It's like the second scene. It opens and the song starts, and like, it's so clearly DK from 17 singing the song. And I know that because I just listen to 17 all the time. So I was like, this is DK. So then I go to like Google it, and they like hadn't dropped it yet. And like, I couldn't find any indication of who is singing this OST. Well, the OST wasn't like out. It was just like in the, and I was like, I know it's him. And anyways, I felt very validated today when I like was like, maybe they dropped the OST by now. And it was in fact DK. So I was like,
that sounds
listen.
Great. And
yeah, I was,
that's,
maybe
that's
you guys
magical.
Had the same experience as me.
That's,
I was like,
awesome.
It has to be him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also I love the intro with the cute little small cars, and
yes,
it's
just
cute.
Adorable.
I love
it's
it.
Just
it's
cute.
Great. It's if you loved The Good Bad Mother with Home Cha and Our Beloved Summer and maybe Hallmark shows,
then this is the one for you. No, honestly, it's a mixture of all those plus Ji Chang Wook. Like,
I love
if
him.
You like all those things, go watch Welcome to Sandori. So.
And Shin Hye-sun, the female lead, she's wonderful too.
She was great in Angel's Last Mission, Love.
That's the only one you could say? Okay, great. Wow.
She's so good
Look
at
you.
That.
You
okay,
wow.
Great. Wow.
No, I saw her in Mr. Queen and then in See You in My 19th Life.
Actually, I think that's the only one I've seen of her because I haven't seen those dramas. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys
great.
For
We're
listening.
Thank you. Annyeong.
As always. Bye.